Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
The cattle futures finished strong today. We're up 40 to $1.20 on the feeder cattle. It's a really good start to this week following a bit of a rally at the end of last week. Live cattle were $1.20 to $1.35 higher today, putting October at $105.77. The box beef market here at midday down 24 on choice at $187.26. Select down 81, $181.46. So both of those are lower. It looks like Oklahoma City today had 6,500 head. Looked like mid-morning it was thought to be maybe steady or a little bit weaker than the previous week. Cash stray last week finished from 105 to 106, down $2 to $3 lower than the previous week. And then ultimately, the thing that's still overhead is the end product. And the cold storage is still, last report was 9 million pounds more than the previous at 469 million pounds. That growing number there in one of the biggest demand parts of the year. It's still lingering over the market, and I think ultimately the box beef and the supply of box beef right now with the oncoming heifer retention products coming out is ultimately why the market's going down. If you go out to next year in the spring and summer months in the live cattle, we are still below $1, so that's also weighing.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Several reports today out of the USDA. We've got exports this morning at 10, which were bullish for wheat at 26.47 million bushels, a little bit higher than the 18 to 25 million bushel range. Corn was right in the middle at 52.9 million bushels, and the beans were a tad low at 34.8 million bushels. Then the next one was at 11. We had the crop production and supply and demand report out of the USDA. It was bearish beans. Beans finished 13 to 14 cents lower. Corn was about a penny lower. If you look at the reason why, the corn yield was 174.4 million, bushels per acre. Last month they said 175.1, so they dropped it just a touch. But overall production is still 15.09 billion bushels, a really big, a really large corn crop any way you look at it. That puts the stocks to use ratio at 16.5%, which is a lot bigger than last year's 12.5%. 16.5% stocks to use ratio means that we have a 60-day supply, so a two-month supply is still a little tight. Soybeans were 50.6 bushels per acre, the average or last month was 48.9, so that was a really large bean number there too. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.